U.S. Congresswoman Diane Watson says ratifying a major trade deal with South Korea this year is not Washington's highest priority.
The chances of taking up the proposed trade policy might be a little slim.
Watson is chairing the U.S. side of an interparliamentary conference between the two countries this week. Lawmakers from both countries call it an opportunity for frank dialogue about the deal, which would loosen trade barriers. However, Watson cited U.S. domestic budget items, along with security concerns connected to Iraq and Iran, as the reason for the likely delay. U.S. President George W. Bush and South Korean President Nomu Hyun signed the deal in June after months of intense negotiation. The deal is bitterly opposed by some groups here in Korea who fear it would allow the far larger U.S. economy to swallow entire sectors of South Korean production. In the U.S., two of the three biggest automobile producers are opposing the deal because they say it does not sufficiently cut barriers to the import of foreign cars into South Korea. Watson says the agreement will not become law until Congress can assure U.S. carmakers they are not getting a bad deal.
Cars, car sales, jobs, manufacturing will be a number one issue.
There is also uneasiness in Washington about including goods made in Kaesong, a North-South Korean joint venture located in the north, in the free trade deal. Seoul wants them included, but some congressmen are concerned that the North Korean workers at the park are not being treated according to global labor standards. South Korea's blocking of U.S. beef imports is another sensitive issue. South Korea suspended those imports after a U.S. cow was found with mad cow disease in 2003, but resumed shipments this year. Little U.S. beef has actually made it to consumers, however, due to rejection of shipments containing bits of bone, which South Korean inspectors call a health hazard. Congressman Earl Pomeroy, who represents many American farmers, says the beef issue could be a deal breaker for the free trade agreement.
The embargo is an issue that needs to be resolved, I believe, before there will be much prospect for being able to have the free trade agreement passed in Congress.
Washington says U.S. beef with or without bones is completely safe. The World Organization for Animal Health says U.S. producers have adequately controlled the threat of mad cow disease. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.